Welcome to Kjellander & Björk in our podcast, where we have conversations with leaders, thinkers and creators about the future. This is one of our English episodes and we usually have our conversations in Swedish. But have you thought about the future of e-commerce? What's going to happen with e-com tech? What customer behaviors might change? And how do you think that the digital retail business ecosystem might evolve? We don't know, but we think Amazon might be part of it. So when we got a chat with Amazon's Swedish country manager, Gulfem Toigar, we had a bit to unpack. And this is a quick conversation, but we think that it might be interesting. So listening to our conversation with Gulfem, where we got to touch on the Swedish launch, our unique behavior, and what Gulfem thinks about the future of e-commerce. We are live from Tech Arena and we give you Amazon and Gulfem Toigar. Welcome to the podcast, Gulfem.
Thank you for having me. It's really exciting.
How's your day so far?
It has been really good. I was in one of the panels. Mm. The panelist was amazing and it has been really good so far.
Yeah. Can you tell us, tell our listeners who you are?
So my name is Gülfem Toygar. I'm Turkish. I'm with Amazon over 3.5 years now. Yeah. And I'm the country manager of Amazon Sweden. Mm-hmm. Before Amazon, I was with eBay, responsible for different topics in EU5. And before that, I was with Otto, the big German retail company, where I was in charge of 3 different companies, one logistics company, one private shopping, e-commerce, and a marketplace. Mm. And before that, I was one of the co-founders of a small e-commerce company, which was like a copycat of Amazon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I've been doing some sort of e-commerce now over 2 decades.
Yeah.
And it's super exciting because every day is new.
Yeah.
New customer behaviors. Mm. And it keeps me very young, to be very honest. So it's a good industry to be in.
So how do you like Sweden so far?
I love it. I mean, I really miss the sea because before Sweden, we were in Luxembourg.
Yeah.
And Sweden, especially Stockholm, is so beautiful. I take a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the light is very different here.
Yeah.
So when you take a picture, it looks super amazing. All my friends, I have more people now in Instagram who wants to see my pictures. And also in Sweden, I think people are very nice. So I don't know why. Maybe it was because Sweden is cold. I thought like I wouldn't have too many interactions with people. My neighbors are amazing. They talk to me like it really feels home. So I'm super happy. My daughter, she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
And my husband, with whom I have been over 22 years now, they're also very happy. And you know how it is. When they are happy, you're happy. So it's Sweden and especially Stockholm is a great place to be in.
A bit to pick up on the first one I'm thinking of is that it is beautiful, but it can be cold. We went for a run, Andreas, this morning. You thought it was...
I put my shorts on. I don't know why.
It was cold.
It was cold.
So it looks beautiful when you look out. You see the sun and then the wind comes. But I'm also glad to hear that a typical... Because, I mean, that's actually a story. When you ask others about Sweden, that it's... hard to get connections, harder to get connections. So I'm glad to hear that
not in my case, to be very honest. I mean, every Swedish person I met has been super enthusiastic and they chat and everything. With my neighbors, it's really extraordinary, you know. We can talk about many things. And also with our customers, how much feedback we get.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, this really shows the wish of interaction and like giving the feedback. So I think it's brilliant. When it comes to the cold, there were days when I woke up, it was literally like minus 18 degrees. So I do agree on the cold. And the other thing that's a bit hard for me was the dark.
Yeah.
Because I never lived in a country where you have like 8-9 hours of light. So that was tricky, but now I'm super happy. Now it's all light and it feels really good.
A red thread that I pick up there in your story is e-commerce. I'm interested, what excites you about e-commerce? Do you remember like what the first thing that you bought online was?
Yes, I bought a book from Amazon.
Oh,
I
did,
waited
yeah.
for it to arrive over 10-15 days, but it was like in like mid-1990s.
Yeah,
so.
Right, yeah.
And since then, I'm super addicted. So I really like shopping online, but I keep shopping also physical. That's also a great experience.
How did you talked about your background and you've been on several companies before. How did you end up among the big guys, Amazon? How did that surpass?
I mean, whatever I did since my starting point in 1996 has been a part of like looking to Amazon and somehow finding a way to do something smaller in their scale.
Yeah.
And it has been always my, like, if I might say, my dream to join Amazon. And
nice.
When the opportunity raised, I just jumped in.
So now you've been country manager in Sweden. Is it 3 years, something like that?
Yeah, we launched like, I think, 18-20 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was also, like, with the team, we did a lot of pre-work. It was COVID times, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We were in Luxembourg most of the time, not all together. And launching a country in COVID time was a bit, I don't know, tricky maybe, but it worked well at the end.
So we're a bit curious about that. How was the experience launching this big company in Sweden?
So basically, we try to understand much about like what does the Swedish customer want. In Amazon, we work backwards from the customers.
Yeah.
So we write a press release of the day, how we would launch.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we write a PR FAQ where we basically focus on the questions that would come and how the business plan and model would be planned. So basically, we understand like what's happening in Sweden. And Sweden is unique in the sense of how many Swedish people are using e-commerce, how much internet is improved and so. So we did all the pre-work and then we tried to focus more into the Swedish customers' needs. And since we launched, we are literally listening to everything and trying to improve our services and find out the right ways how to delight our Swedish customers.
Yeah. Cool. Skipping to the panel that you just attended, I think it was the art of attracting the modern consumer. Is it art or is it science? What did you guys talk about?
It's a combination of both.
Yeah.
So as you might imagine, in Amazon and in other companies, we use data.
Yeah.
We try to understand there's artificial intelligence and so. But we also listen to anecdotes and we listen it very hard. So basically for Amazon, it is a combination of it's an art and combined with a high level of science, I might say.
And looking at the growth of e-commerce has not only changed the way customers shop, but also you know their expectations, how brands approach customer service, how they personalize communications, etc. Looking at the needs and behaviors, is there anything in the data that makes you curious here?
I think the most unique behavior I personally saw so far is the usage of pickup points.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Europe, usually the pickup point usage is, I don't know, less than 5%. Whereas here, I see that it can go up to 80%. I think it also has something to do maybe with the lifestyle of the Swedish customers.
Yeah.
They want, like, maybe they are not at home or they prefer to pick up their things from the pickup points. So that was, like, the most unique thing that I realized.
I want to jump into the culture and then your background. The Swedish, Turkish similarities or differences. What can the combination of being from Turkish heritage bring you here in Sweden?
I really like the honesty and the transparency of the Swedish culture. Because when you really talk with someone, everyone is quite open, you know. It feels like they might not be, but then you really talk and they open up and you can have like real decent relationships.
Yeah.
That I like a lot. I love how you guys can run in such cold weather. It's the, I don't know if it's the Viking thing or like that day. I'm like super amazed. Like in my neighborhood, I have those big coats and people are running next to me with their small shorts. So that's like where I'm super impressed.
I'm thinking about buying tights online after this. I had some problem with my left knee. And my Matt said, you know, you really need to have some pants.
And also how you guys swim. In cold, you know, like I live in an area where there's sea and it was like literally frozen and people were like pushing on the ice to just like dip in and like swim a bit. So that's also impressive.
I'm giving you like 2 years and then you're going to be that person as well.
I hope so. I mean, I was too scared to try this year, but maybe next winter. Let's see.
I think there's a bit more to unpack. I think exciting question there, Mats. What would you say is similar to Swedish people and Turkish people? Because we always talk about differences and how different we are, but what's the same?
It's a hard question. It feels like people are people.
Yeah.
To me, I also feel sometimes like Swedish people are a bit more patient than Turkish people. I mean, you guys are really waiting in the queues and lines. I called for something and I had to wait like 64 minutes to ask something. So I think, we are more impatient maybe, yeah.
I think we might be system thinkers by birth. I'm toying with that concept as well, because I find that myself, being in queues, and you get irritated while you're in the queue, but you're not going to leave it because you have your spot and stuff like that. Looking forward, what do you want to do with Amazon?
We will just focus to our customers. Mm-hmm. We are very much customer obsessed. Yeah. We will listen to our customers. Whatever is the need of our Swedish customers, we will try to understand it and then adapt to it. We will be only focusing to long-term investments and we will not focus anything which is short-term profitability or so. We're going to keep investing into Sweden. Yeah. We're going to focus to sustainability. Yeah. Also, like bringing Prime was one of the major investments.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also when we launched, we had 150 million items on the site. Mm. Now, within 18 months, we have more than 360 million items.
Oh,
so
right.
We'll keep investing and we'll keep getting better with all the services. And for that, we need the help from our customers.
Yeah.
They need to tell us. We need to listen, understand, and then get better.
Yeah. From a more, how do you say, a personal perspective, the excitement that you feel for e-commerce, if we get to look into Gulfem's crystal ball, what the future will bring, what do you see more distant in the future, like 10 years ahead?
My personal opinion is the way we shop is getting integrated with technology. Mm. Now we are using voice when you look like, I mean, it's the same with other parts of our lives, like I mean, many years ago, I didn't even had a navigation thing on my car.
Yeah, right.
Now my car's navigation is so smart. It tells me like, hey, in 21 minutes, you are going to be home.
Yeah.
So I think these type of things, there will be new tools and new capabilities that's going to help us to use technology to serve better to our customers.
Technology will know what my knee needs when I'm running.
Yeah, perfect. Something along those lines, perhaps.
Gulfem, we're gonna start to round off this, but we have a finishing question that we ask all our guests here at Tech Arena, so we'll ask it to you as well. And that is, if you could switch jobs with anyone visiting Tech Arena, anyone in this room or on the panels, what job do you think personally would be exciting to have?
I think
to try.
Your job is really amazing. Yeah. To meet with new people, chat with them, ask them these super hard questions and then watch them.
Oh, that's a perfect answer.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Gulfem, Andreas and me. I hope this started some new thoughts for you, because whatever you're working with, your company will probably have some sort of an e-commerce touchpoint with your customers, partners, or ecosystem participants. We think e-commerce might be seen as digital infrastructure for all organizations going forward. And do you like our conversation about the e-commerce? Be sure to check out our conversation with Fredrik Hammargården at Individ. This is a conversation about privacy innovations and customer privacy in specifics in the mixed retail landscape, online and offline. The episode was released October 15th, 2019, and it's called 0601 Fredrik Hammargården Individ. And yes, it's in Swedish. So again, thanks for your engagement. I hope this led to some new thoughts. Have a great day. Bye.